Record over last meeting.
All right, welcome everybody to the Wilmer Park and Rec Board meeting for January 15th at 1:30 here at the Civic Center. We'll do introductions.
Britta Deem.
Ryan Scheffler.
Kurt Heim.
Becky Sorensen.
I'm Chloe Quinn.
Julie Osmus.
Belle Swanson.
Andy Ogdahl.
Tom Gilbertson.
Rand Middleton.
And Rob Umgarn. Chloe's here as a guest. Future board member, just got to get through the process of getting the approval from the mayor. So she's listening and getting caught up to speed about how the Park and Rec Board works. So welcome.
Thank you.
Here, let me give you more room.
Now that you're going to be official.
She wants you to be welcome.
All right, so the next on the agenda will be the approval of the minutes. Do we have a motion and a second?
Move to table.
Unfortunately, Tom mentioned to me, did you send out the minutes? I said, you're right, I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
So that's my bad.
Okay, we will table those.
Do you need a second?
It's a table.
Okay, Tom's got the first, who's got the second?
I'll second.
All right. Is there anyone here from the public that wishes to speak? Doesn't look like it, so we will close the public forum. Okay, next on the agenda is the architects for the three Invest in Wilmer projects. Just an update for everybody. It went to the council. It was all approved to have WSN, that's the Winseth Smith and Nolte, to do the recreation fields that will be out here for the turf and the softball fields. And the fields out at Swanson. LSE will be working on the recreation event center that will also be out here. Okay, so Brian and I are working on contracts with both of those groups to get those started. Also finishing up the contract with Marcus Construction, who's gonna be the construction manager at risk. We do have meetings lined up with LSE to meet with the construction manager at risk. That'll be on January 29th out here at 10 o'clock, just to basically lay out the groundwork of what everyone's role is on for a construction manager and what the architect's role is and what the city staff's role is. Then after that, they will meet with the event center subcommittee group on the 19th of February to start getting a game plan about what the facility will look like. Okay, and that will be the same type of process that we will be doing with the recreation fields and the fields at Swanson with WSN. So it just happened to be that LSE came out when we did the Q&A for the RFP for the community center and city hall. So we just sat there and talked to them about getting some dates lined up. But contracts are getting worked on, getting signed, and then the process will really start to get rolling on those projects. So, any questions about the Invest in Wilmer projects?
Yes. Not a question, just kind of a statement that came up at finance last week. This isn't an immediate thing, but it's just something to be on people's back burner, forefront, or whatever. There's going to be issues with expansion, whether possibly expansion of parking lots, if there needs to be roads, and the overlap between the event center and the fields. And at this time, the local option sales tax money didn't take any of that into account. So, it got brought up at the finance meeting, whose pot of money is that going to come out of? And I really see that Rob is going to have a huge job of piecing all of these projects together and where that money's going to come from, because they're going to be taxed out just in their building projects. And I don't think anybody took into account more parking or asphalt for parkways, for sidewalks going to different structures.
I would add to that, it's going to be real interesting to see how the architect, when we say layers, how they're going to put this layer on top of this to see how it all flows for the parking and like for bus drop-offs. Like when Seth, WSN did a really nice job when they talked about the field that they did at RCTC about how they did bus lanes and everything and still having the traffic be able to drive through. So there's just going to be a lot of layers on top of layers about how everything's going to all flow together. Especially if out at Swanson, about how some things may change out there, about turning a field, that could be a possibility with Blue. How does parking work out there? That's why we hire these architects, to kind of give us an understanding about how everything's going to flow through it. Little update too, so everyone kind of knows too about the community center / city hall project. RFPs were due yesterday. I believe that we received 14 architectural firms to look at that project and 10 firms to do construction management on that. And again, that's going to be at the community center location. So depending on how the proposals work and the timeline with that, you know, I know Britta's been working on where can the community center go, if that building is going to get demolished, where are we going to be able to put some programs. So she's been working on that. Yeah, so because that process could happen real quick as well. So a lot of things are going on in Wilmer. A lot of things. So, any questions about that? Invest in Wilmer? Okay. Next on the agenda is the shade structures at Robbins Island and other improvements. I sent this to you. Basically, there's a committee that works with the Robbins Island Playground, and that's all the dollars that were donated are with the foundation. And the group came up with some ideas about how to improve the playground structures out at Robbins Island. And that's kind of why I had Justin was going to come today, but he's out plowing snow out at the airport. But him and I went to a playground safety inspector course, and it's just interesting what we found out, because the guy said when you take this course, you'll look at playgrounds totally different. And we do now. I mean, especially with some of the aging equipment that we do have out there, it's interesting. So with that, some of the concerns that we're having out at Robbins Island is that the heat on the equipment was getting hot. And one of the points that they always brought out were burns, especially like on slides. Mm-hmm. That's why you probably don't see any metal slides anymore, because kids would get burned on them. So I know that's one thing Justin looked at with all the parks that we have, is removing as many of the metal slides as we possibly can, because just imagine that sun being on that thing for 8 to 10 hours. It gets to be real hot. Even with the plastic ones that we have right now, they still get hot. So the slide that's out there at the playground does get hot. So we're looking at providing shade structures for that. And so the committee worked with this and everything, and we got three different bids from vendors, and Minnesota Wisconsin Playground was the lowest bid. And you can kind of see through the drawings of what the canopy would look like.
Maybe I'm not in the committee anymore. Maybe that's why I did this.
So I can pass this around, but this is what the canopy will look like. It'll be like a 25 by 12 structure. So it'll go into the southeast or the southwest and west side of the playground equipment. We got some drawings here. You can kind of see if you want to just pass those around. Those are all from Marcus Construction. Some time-lapse type of stuff, so you can see where the sun is at and how much shade that we will get. So it'll be a good addition, because it's going to keep that rubber cool, and kids are going to be able to play more. So.
And there's how many of those canopies?
There's going to be four total.
Okay.
So like where the zip line is going to be as well, there's going to be a canopy over that. So.
Okay.
It's not going to be able to shade the whole playground. And for one reason, too, is we have to put the supporting poles on the outside of the playground so we don't disrupt the rubber. They have the rubber flooring in there and stuff. So everything will be structure will be outside with the footings, and it'll be cantilevered over the playground. So there are gonna be hot spots.
Yeah, but there'll be more in the middle because you've got a.
Right, so, yeah.
And your bid on that was what, $127?
No, I think it came, for the four structures, it was like $65,000.
Oh.
So the donation, because it has to be a donation and it's gonna be a reimbursement from the foundation, so we have to have a resolution from the council to accept the donation. So we have $75,000 to get these four structures. So 65 of that will be for the shade structure and to install them. And then $10,000 will be to help replace some of the electrical and the camera work to go back into the Four Seasons shelter that we already have piped in.
So there'll be cameras on the playground also?
Yes.
Will the canopies prevent the cameras from working? Will they be in the way?
Yes, so we got to move them a little
bit. So they're, okay,
yep.
I see.
So Andy from Marcus is working on that piece of it.
How did they come up with the design?
We had a vendor come out and gave us an idea on how it would work, and you know, we took it, and then I went and got two other quotes because I thought it was too expensive. And we saved about $20,000 by going out and looking at different vendors. So.
Then you remove the canopies in a layer, I'm assuming?
Yes. Yeah.
They're kind of like a canopy, like what you would see at Baker, the green canopies up on the plazas and stuff. Somewhat really similar to that.
So is it going to go far enough in the ground where they won't rip out the concrete like has happened because of the wind?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we have them engineered.
Okay, because so. Yeah, Marcus fixes for us, so.
So other improvements that will go on at the island as well is there are misters out there as well for kids to hit the button, but those were turned off this past, I think Ike turned them off, was it the summer before? Anyway.
We went the whole summer without them.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason why is because it's city water and it's hard water, so it was leaving a white scale on a lot of the equipment. So in order to do that, we had to have an RO system out there. So in order to get RO water, you have to have soft water, or you're going to be replacing your cartridges all the time. So what will happen is that they will put a water softener into the Four Seasons shelter that will bring soft water to the mister area, and then from there, the RO system will go actually into the mister system to spray RO water, so there will be no residue or scaling onto the equipment. So. But which is nice about that now, because now we'll have soft water throughout the whole Four Seasons shelter.
Yep.
So that there's two donations with this. We got one for $75,000 and then we got one for $15,000. So $15,000 will include the water softener and the water filtration, along with more signage, some more beautification of the island, and trash can receptacles.
Can we expect a continuous stream of income from this committee?
I think they're going to be getting close to being tapped out from the donations that they received from the playground.
So they'll cease to exist in the future?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think they're getting real close.
Okay.
Any questions about shade structure, water filtration, signage, and trash cans? So.
Any other concerns for future? I don't know that yet.
I think the only thing that I think would be is the expansion of the playground. So, like, one thing that I see that would be maybe beneficial would be to have a designated picnic area. So, or a better corral for strollers and everything like that. So when you get into in there, so. Hmm.
I would like,
but we also have to look at replacement plan because the rubber will wear out eventually.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look at that.
A little small bathroom area would be nice too, a little closer. But that's
a lot of money. The bathrooms, we found out.
Yep. Do you think there's any equipment out there that picks up acorns?
Oh.
They make a wheel. It looks like a golf bingo.
Yes.
Wheel.
You just roll it and it picks them up.
Well, that's what we use in the firing range and the gun range to pick up ball cases.
Yeah.
What you need is a toy where the kids can put the acorn in and it goes around and around.
Yeah.
And just drops it.
They would do it themselves.
Come up with that. Very good point. So. Any questions about the Robbins Island playground and the structure out there? So it'll look nice. There'll be black poles, so they'll be just like the light poles out there. And there'll be a dark forest green canopy over the top of them. So.
Good. Good for our weather. Have they been tested?
They'll be taken down in the wintertime. The canopy
part. But the even for our summer weather, they're sturdy and good for all summer round.
I believe so. It was engineered that a deep enough footing and everything on there, so that we don't have a problem with that. Okay. Next on the agenda, Four Season Shelter Update. Kurt?
We had a progress meeting on January 9th, and so Rob and I were both out there for that. But so they have the sheetrock, and the taping is 100% done out there, and they were painting. They started painting yesterday, the primer, and then obviously when they're done with that, then they'll start doing the other painting. I drove by there this morning, and the doors are being installed also. So that's getting done. Ductwork and tile is supposed to be starting the week of the 20th. And the roof got a little delayed because the crew, three guys on the crew got sick. So they're about a week behind. And I think they'll be starting probably next week also is what they're hoping. So I think, and then as soon as this roof is done, then they'll start working on siding. And then interior should be done. I think they're shooting for the second week in February to have it all completed in the inside and probably ready for a punch list that we can go through. Exterior won't be completed until the spring. I think we decided we're not gonna have them do shelter it and do the brick work or block work until springtime, just to save some money. And so they'll be able to, as soon as they can start doing the block work in the springtime, if the temperatures cooperate, then we can start doing that. But I think everything is, I think Bob said he wishes he was probably, he's probably thinks he's like 2 weeks behind. Is that what he said, I think?
Yeah, just
10 days,
something
like that, because of the holidays and then with, you know, guys getting sick. It really kind of screwed everything up, having two holidays in the middle of the week. For these, a lot of these workers are from, you know, St. Cloud, metropolitan area, and stuff like that. So they don't want to just come out and work for 2 days and then go back home. So, but I think everything's flowing pretty good now, hopefully, when we get weather to cooperate with the roof. And so...
schedule our meeting out there in April.
Yeah, what did they say? Probably maybe the next.
Yeah, I think he actually thought, you know,
possibly the next.
Yeah, and the next one could actually.
Next one could be out there, but we'll definitely let you know.
So
let's do March just in case.
Yeah. Well, it's nice and toasty in there.
Yeah,
I mean, the heater doesn't run at all. I mean, they got one in there and they want to get the ductwork in there. We've asked them to monitor how much gas that they're using as well out there, so we just have an idea. I know some things that we're going to need to talk about is for the future, you know, do we name that something besides the Four Seasons Shelter? Rental rates, is it the same rental rate as what Hilltop, Green and Leaf are? And what a winter rate would be? So that's what we're asking them for. The gas to see how much gas is that they're running. It's going to be comparable, but that thing's buttoned up pretty tight in there, and not even with the windows all in there. And
yes.
temporary runs, he says. So.
Would we be willing to sell naming rights to something like that?
We can run that up the chain to the council.
Donna?
I think it needs to be, something needs to be proposed if someone would want to do that. And, okay. No.
Because otherwise, currently, it's
are
just
you
the
saying that
shelter,
you
right?
want to?
Well, some people will say.
I was going to donate the money, but put it in your name. So. No.
So some people will think that maybe it should be called Gurry, but you know. So we'll see.
Okay.
So.
Have you? Is there any idea where the Gurry artwork's going to go yet?
I felt that that painting would be a great spot right when you walk in. Curtin ain't really like this or whatever, but when you walk into where the bathrooms are at, you know, the hallway splits, that you put it right there. So just one, you want to keep it, but then yet it's right there, and then we don't have to go buy anything either to put on the wall. So maybe just a different frame for it, that type of stuff. So then some of the history can be there as well of what the shelter is. So.
I popped in last week and the guy was sheetrocking. So are the toilet fixtures and the sinks and all that stuff there?
No, they won't have that done until the tile work is all done.
Okay.
So, yeah, the next step would be painting then tile work.
Yeah, were they starting painting this week?
Yep. So, yeah, I just stopped in there this morning and they had a couple of the bathrooms are primed and the utility rooms are primed. The big room hasn't been touched yet. So they're starting priming. You know, when they start going on that, it doesn't take very long either, and then a few days. I think by the end of the week, they'll be looking pretty good.
The view from the deck that is out on the covered porch area, and then from the windows, is much better than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was thinking it was only about a fourth you were going to be able to see because in the drawings you saw all these trees and leaves and stuff. And yes, there's no leaves on the trees right now.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of lake to see. It's going to be gorgeous.
And the Public Works Department has to go out there and maybe clear some of that deadfall through that's right on the shoreline that can be cleaned up. Mm-hmm. We still have to do that yet this winter.
It's going to be real neat too with that fishing pier coming out of there as well. It's going to be a nice addition out there. So. Any more questions? Four Season Shelter?
What's the capacity of it?
Well, I would say it's about 100, 110, because it's what, 27 by 50 is the dimensions for the actual meeting space area. I mean,
do you remember what it was on the plan for tables?
I thought it was like 110, but I don't know
if
that's
back. And I think the actual capacity is 20 or 30 more than what the tables held.
They did round tables and everything, so we may want to look at a different style of table too. I think the banquet table might be more suitable because if people are going to have meetings in there, I just feel like round tables, most of the time their back is to somebody, so they always got to turn and everything.
I see the majority, I could be wrong, but I see the majority of the usage for people for birthday parties and showers and things like that where the rounds, I don't know. I don't see that many people using it for educational purpose. They're going to go to someplace like the Oaks or someplace where they get food, but I could be wrong.
It's just, we always get asked for our tables. We do it all the time, so I know Britta's got round tables at the community
center. In one room, though, the other ones are long.
So, and if we ever have to move round tables, I mean, unless we got the split ones, they're just harder to move around, so there's not the flexibility.
It's easier to store long ones.
So, just some thoughts. So.
A little bit of both, maybe.
Well, we would talk about playground equipment, but Justin is out at the airport pushing snow. So I would like to push that back to another one because he's really the expert on playground safety. I went through the course as well, but I haven't touched it. But if someone wants some light reading, they can take these two books with them and get caught up in what a 2-5 zone and a 5-12 zone is, and how much overlay that you need to have for compaction and everything. So again, if you went through this course, you look at playgrounds totally different. And every playground that I go with my kids, I look at them totally different. About, oh boy, yeah, especially older ones. That, like, I went to the one in Belgrade. They got some things that they would need to correct up there. Mm-hmm. So,
no slides going out into the street.
I mean, there's a reason why all the railings are only like 2 inches apart, you know, and that type of stuff. So it's just some real interesting information. Are you going to take that one?
I was just going to say, though, Bob, this illustration caught my eye. This is a climbing mechanism of play apparatus. I called it out at Lakeland, where I was playground supervisor for a year and a half, Charlotte's Web. And it reaches at least ceiling high. And and it was, I don't think the city has one.
At Ramblewood?
Yeah.
I do? Okay. I just point, they were almost free of supervision. They were just trouble-free and immensely popular.
Yeah. And then that swing at Lakeland, too. They like that bigger swing or whatever.
That was the bowl or the hubcap that you sat in.
Mm-hmm.
That could get contentious, but I don't think it would be in a playground, but or a public playground. But at the schools, fourth and fifth graders had a tendency to get too rough with it, and then there was also a lot of arguments about who was spending too much time on it. But it was very popular.
Good lessons to learn.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about number 7 here, is a 5-year park equipment plan. You know, talking with Kurt about this as well, I'll just pass this whole thing down. And I got a big one, a larger map here. The one that you're getting handed out is a condensed version of the city and the parks that we have replaced. And from 2017, 18, and 19, and we kind of quadranted it off. The engineering department did this for us. But to come up with a plan and making sure that we're servicing all areas of the city and not just focusing on one area. So this map might be a little bit easier to see if put that in the middle and everything. But what I would like to do is talk to the board here about, all right, how much have we done in the Northwest? How much have we done in the Southeast? And, this year we have $150,000 of capital dollars to use for park equipment. And so what we'll do with that is there are grants available that will do matching funds for that. So like what we've done with Minnesota Wisconsin Playground is, if you can put $100,000 into it, you're going to get $100,000 back of park equipment. So that's why I put the $150,000 in there, because it's usually about $20,000 to $25,000 for labor to install these parks. Okay, so if we can get an additional park, you know, basically for the dollars that we have right now, then we can use the capital project to basically get two parks done. So with that, just kind of mapping out how we have everything done from 2017, 18, and 19, where does it make sense to put, two playground equipments in for, it'll be next year because the grant doesn't come available to us till October. So we'll be able to put these in next spring. And then if we can get the funding for it, then we have a plan saying that, we're going to look at Hilltop Park and
Pleasant View.
And Rainbow Park. Do we look at upgrading those two parks for the spring of 2021?
Rainbow's a little dot way up to the east.
It's by behind the Casey store off of Highway 12 and the Holiday Inn area. It's a small park.
It's more of a
Is it by the apartment?
I think, and we would consider that more of a 2 to 5 year old park,
yeah.
I think.
Oh yeah.
So it, these are just all thoughts about, and I know in the master park plan, the next big park to get improved would be Northside Park.
That's what I was just kind of.
So
I think we're getting some flack about that one getting neglected.
Yeah. So, so that's in the capital, I believe, for 2021 if it gets funding for it. So, but that's just what I would like to do is this, you know, hey. Let the people know that these are the parks that we're going to hit here in the next 5 years. And granted, it could change because of other things, but just so we have a plan going forward about where we would place some of the new park equipment. Like, I drive by Hilltop all the time, and I think that park needs to be. I bet you do too, don't you?
I do too.
So, it's just a lot of it's just aged equipment that we have there, and. Just like with some of the other parts, we just got to get them replaced. Yes, Rand.
Well, regarding Garfield, what's the city's responsibility there? I mean, it's on school property, is that right?
Correct.
Uh huh.
So that playground is not in our jurisdiction. The only thing that we take care of is the ice rink when we put it there,
mm-hmm.
and. The ball field.
Salt Lake ball field.
Okay. Yep, that's it.
Playground equipment is.
Yeah.
It has nothing's been done with that for years.
Right.
But that's the school, and
yep.
Of course there's not children going to school.
Right. So it'd just be something to look at, and you know, come back with some thoughts about where you guys think some parks can be, and we can have an open discussion about, you know, where we think the park equipment should go. Justin and them and Kirk can talk more about, you know, what playgrounds are. In need of equipment as well. That's where it would have been nice if Justin could have been here because he could have told you some of the things that they've done in the past about taking equipment out. Like I'll just use Gesch Park, the one behind the YMCA. That one got replaced. One, because there's different priorities if there are concerns, like if there's a pinch factor, or what I was telling Chloe before this, you know, the little spring animals, you know, if they don't have the knobs on the handles, they need to go. Because those are big, you know, I would say pushing points. Because if you're running around as a 3 and 4 year old, those handles are right at your temple and your eye level. And going through the course, they told us horror stories about that. But that's, you know, that 3/4 inch rod is easily can be, you know, into a kid's eye socket. So those are just the little things that you see that, you know. And then those diggers, remember those little hand diggers? How many pinch factors they were, or those swings that you would pump yourself up about how bad those were because you would it's such a huge pinch factor. So.
Puke later.
So.
Well, that probably needs to be our first concern, I would think, the safety piece. To
yeah.
Sure
and
we're not a liability.
Yeah. And but Justin went through all of it. So we got rid of all the priority ones. So those are all gone.
Can you send this to us?
Yeah, I can scan that to you. So
do you have any way of measuring usage? I mean, you probably do when they call you guys and say, hey, we're being neglected, that's one of them. But otherwise, how do we base, I mean, if I drive around, I can tell some parks, I'm like, oh, there's a lot of kids there. There's a lot of kids there at school there. There's a lot of kids there. Grandkids, so
it's a good question. We have a lot of parks.
I can tell you the ones that get used the most are the newest
parks.
Ones.
Yeah,
Pleasant View gets used a lot. That's not been redone.
I mean, that's I think
which,
why that's why we have the designation
yeah.
of the community parks,
the
four community
yeah.
parks between Rice and Miller,
the
Lincoln, and Northside, and then we have our neighborhood parks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to spend. There's going to be more of an emphasis on those community parks, similar, you know, like we put the tennis courts and everything like that in there, but the neighborhood parks will be a smaller type of unit.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to see it broken down by wards so we can see which wards there.
Do we have that in there? In their,
I
thought
have.
We had it in their three-ring binder.
Oh, yeah, we do have the parks and, yep.
Yeah, I think it's.
Yeah.
Just kind of,
is that the binder?
That's how I like to see binder prioritize.
Yeah, somewhere in there where it will.
Yeah. It was right at the beginning, in January of, or September of last year.
But yeah, to see a.
But would you like to see it this way in the wards?
Yeah, just seeing which ward is being neglected the most.
Boom.
Seeing if they're.
Guys.
Perfect. Oh yeah, perfect. But yeah, map wise as well, so.
Okay.
Nice.
So all you have to do is look at that, Kurt, and say, are there any of those wards that we haven't done anything?
Yeah.
To the park?
Yeah, so I'll look at it as far as wards and have to others, see if we can do it by what it was.
And maybe those council members are not interested in fixing their parks.
Exactly.
We can skip them.
So that's what I would like for like a little project for the board to do is look at a 5-year plan for this. I think it would be a good project for us to look at, and then we have a game plan going to the future with it.
Great.
So if you guys want to do a little homework and look at, you know, some things, I'll send out this and a ward one too, so you can kind of see where everything's at.
Do you want to send out this report that is updated too from Justin?
I can send, yep.
Okay.
Any questions about parks and a plan to get established? I think we'll probably be able to dive into it at the next meeting about where you guys feel like some of the parks are going to be. So, like Southfield Park, I mean, does everyone know where all the parks are at?
You have to point them out on a map.
I bet you no one knows where Welland is.
Is that the one by Lafayette?
Not
Lafayette.
Do you know where it is?
What's that little one on 14th Street?
Right here. Well,
yep.
Is the small one by the Giovanni's Pizza?
It's the end of 14th. Yeah. Right by the railroad tracks.
Minnesco Park.
No, that's on Trot.
Oh, okay. But it's down the road from Minnegasco. It's like in between two houses. Oh, sure.
Yep.
So
it's a little dead end street.
Yes, it's kind of like Canago Park.
Yeah,
but it gets used a lot by daycares.
Yeah, because it has fence on three sides of it and road on. So it is.
I think my daughter goes to that one all the time. That's what they call the railroad.
The railroad park.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have some little bit of homework, and we can look at that a little bit more. All right, we'll go to coordinator's report, Britta. You're up.
Like Rob was saying, I've been looking at a lot of potential houses for the community center going forward as we prepare for the new building and facility. Mm. A couple that I've been looking at is the auditorium, the mall, some local church groups, and I think that's it for
Skylark Mall.
And then maybe a new Four Seasons shelter, maybe. otherwise, I've been busy with the meal service. We switched over to McHale's Catering out of New London at the start of the new year. Been hearing nothing but really good feedback from all of our users that have come to dine. That's been good. We started WW meetings this year in the new year. That's been getting popular, about 20-ish members we've been seeing come in through. We had a health fair yesterday at the building, which we brought in Caris Health dietitian to speak and present about the MyPlate setup. And then we had Club Bethesda wellness director Melissa Wenzel come in and speak about programming that goes out there. And then we also had our Kandy, Ohio County, Renville public health nurse explain blood pressure checks and the importance of that. It was very well attended. People wanted another one. I'm like, oh, maybe we'll see quarterly about that. But that was a fun event we had yesterday. What else? We just found out last week that the Wilmer Park and Rec Department and the Civic Center got awarded the bronze level for a bike-friendly business.
Nice.
So that's a good honor to have on our for the city and the Civic Center out here.
Good job.
Yeah.
Woohoo! also been getting some requests for pool groups already, so we've been taking some requests as we plan for the summer. So, yeah.
Becky forgot to send my report out. No, sorry. I had sick kids last week and stuff, but I sent her it too late. But tennis, all of our winter programs are off and running. Tennis and our second season of wrestling. We are looking at some ideas for some spring programs for youth. We met with the head track coach yesterday, so we might start a K-5 track team. So where they practice the sprints, and they'll have like a softball throw instead of the the heavy, I don't know what they're called.
Shot put.
Sorry.
It's a little safer. You're not coding.
I'm definitely not coding. So if you know anyone that's involved in the track.
No discus throwing for the kindergarten?
Frisbee throwing?
Frisbee. No, so we kind of started thinking, and the coaches from Andover, and they did something like this, and granted it's a bigger community, but they had like 475 kids that did this. They just split up into teams, and they'd do practice one day a week or twice a week, and then do like a small track meet on four Saturdays in a row. So just kind of, we do the basketball and the baseball and the football type things. We're just kind of thinking of different types of ideas that we can try to see if they work out, and hopefully it can grow. I'm working on a facility agreement type of a thing for like the auditorium and some of the facilities that we have here. Movies in the Park, or Movies on Ice, is coming up on February 8th. We are watching Mighty Ducks 2. So that will start at 6 o'clock. So if you want to bring anyone out, definitely do that.
What was the date on that?
February 8th.
Saturday.
And then also just kind of starting to get busy with the, I'm on the recreation field and softball field committee, so. Other than that, Eric? Oh.
Eric is out ill today. Becky, do you want to say anything?
Yeah.
I will be retiring on April 30th.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
That's not good.
So, if I can deal with all of the ins and outs and the paperwork.
Oh, God.
You can do it.
So how many years will it be, Becky?
33
years.
And you're still there.
So four different locations in the 33 years. So they started at the City Auditorium, and then Washington, and then Jefferson, and now here.
Wow. And who have you worked with as far as directors?
Dale, and then Steve Risendine, and then Rob.
A lot of knowledge right there. Yeah. A lot of knowledge.
That's a brain drain.
You bet it is. And shorthand, how many people?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's impressive.
He's looking at me writing and going, well, here, this you can read. You know, some. If I have just realized that if I can't write the word instantly, then I better write it longhand, because otherwise I'll come back to it. Now, what was that?
She wants to. So.
I told Robbie he was going to have to try and find somebody up in new shorthand.
You know, my second person was present. Went to college, did all the names, and
some of the police department secretary still do it.
Janelle can do it.
Several school. They've been around 30 years.
Well, Eric is out ill. He's been out sick for the last, 3 days now. So I think he's got the crud. So we'll go to board comments. Rand.
Pass.
I don't think I got any.
I just have concern over this parking lot thing just from my history with the college. You know, the state of Minnesota doesn't do parking lots anymore, so the students are all tagged for parking lots. Big bucks. Yeah, because the state won't give you money to get your parking money. So all the campuses have charged the student a parking fee per credit. And it's a pot of money to take care of parking lots, but, you know, so I have concern over the parking lot dipping into the pot that we already have. I'm thinking how that's going to. I'm thinking people can walk for But then when people have to start walking, then they start complaining and calling you guys, going, I don't have a parking space, and now we have a walk. So.
I just mentioned it because I think it was just something that kind of came up as a concern of whose pot of money were these things going to come out of, because everybody was just kind of thinking building. It was one of those peripheral soft costs. Okay. We're not board members, but I came out to open skating on Sunday night. I made it on the wall, halfway down the wall, to the ice.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
You're on a cast, huh?
I know. But I was pleasantly surprised at how many people come out for open skating on Sunday night. And they ran out of sizes of skates, and I mean, it's packed.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't know it was that used, or that well attended.
Yeah, this year it was always busy. It was about 100. And some of my kids, mm-hmm. like last year, but it's grown to 130, 140, 150.
Whoa, terrific.
We don't have enough skates.
Yeah.
At times. So mm-hmm. it's busy. We put skate rangers out there, and sometimes it gets to be a... So, because kids will do is they'll go right by the goalie crease and start shaving with their skates and trying to wear it down.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So then we... shoo them away, or they like to get it and get snowballs and start throwing snowballs across from each other. So you have to have the staff out there skating around with them. So
I was surprised it was only hockey skates. I didn't realize people didn't use finger skates anymore. Yeah.
No one's...
hockey skates don't have picks and breaks.
Well, you looked fine out there.
Sure I did. I was just holding the wall.
Yeah.
And this is nothing, I mean, as far as just a comment. Okay, so last night on the news, there was this a little blip on, I think, Annandale? Did they build a $21 million training facility? Like, law enforcement, fire department?
That was Annandale. North of the metro.
Andover?
And,
I think it was North Branch?
No.
It was two communities. New Brighton
or
somebody?
Anyway, I thought, where did they get that money? Huh. I didn't know if that was in your circles of...
Just like where you're going to get the money for the parking lots.
Yeah. But I'm just like, you know, I just think...
tickets.
I just think of everything that we've put into our different Invest in Wilmer projects. And I thought, that's like a major regional thing. That how are they thinking they're going to recoup their call? How did they pass that? How did they come up with that? And are they thinking people that are using it, they're going to have rental fees or whatever? But I thought, $21 million.
Mm-hmm.
That was like incredible. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was just a thought. We could do that. In 5 years after we're done with all the rest of this.
It's probably through growth, isn't it? Those areas? Through property tax growth? Things like that? No?
No idea.
Well, it's for police department, sheriff department, state highway, the county environment.
Probably.
And a shooting range.
Yeah, which opened to the public.
Public. So I'm sure there was some federal or state funds.
Yeah.
And grants.
Anyway, it was impressive. Kind of reminded me of Blaine. And think of just of foresight. I mean, when Blaine built that monstrous facility, it's like, who had the vision? Or who thought that they could put that kind of money into it and it would turn into that big facility. Anyway.
Or do you have
No. Just a question on Lincoln Skating Rink. I haven't seen anyone there yet. And the warming house isn't open. And there's a bench that people could sit on to put skates on outside. So I think it's kind of a waste to continue that.
Yeah, we're actually looking at that because we getting new boards. We can get new boards this year. I'm talking with Scott Wallner tomorrow, and that's one of the questions I have for him. If we could keep the boards up at Garfield and just kind of designate Garfield as the skating hub.
The only bad thing about Garfield is the warming house.
That's
the sad thing, that Garfield is the most popular, but it has the worst...
Warming House don't.
See, somebody just told me they went there and they thought it was really cool, the Warming House. Just like old school. No, they just said it was like just the old school, you know, type of feeling. You're walking down like the stairs to go into. And.
But I do feel like that was an accident waiting to happen with the stairs.
Well, that could, yes. And you got to remember that, you know, it's been used for 40 or 50 years. I don't know. Well, go back to the 60s, I believe. Of course, Garfield was used for a hockey rink in the 40s after the war, and Wilmer actually went to the state tournament before they lost to Eveleth. It's not so much the Warming House to me, it's the very limited hours that it's open. What are the
so hours? Monday, Thursday, 5 to 8, and then Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 6.
Yeah, and of course, shutting it down at 6, there's still a lot of kids that would like to skate on Saturday, Friday and Saturday evening, and Sundays. It's not, there's no warming hours on warming
1 to 6 on Sunday.
1 to 6 on Sunday. So, if it's really going to ever take off again, I think extending the Warming House hours needs to be at least discussed. But I think the facility works.
Do most of the kids get dropped off there, or do they walk there because they live in the neighborhood?
Yeah, there's not the... a few would walk, but I think most come by car.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And younger kids come with parents. We don't really, there's not really a lot of places for them to sit either. I think there's a bench maybe now this year up by the parking lot.
I was looking at the numbers. We average about, on the days that we're open, like 16-ish is what I'm kind of,
yeah.
On average, I mean, obviously there's sometimes it'll be, it all depends on the weather and stuff. But we close it down if the windshield is minus 10. Or if Public Works can't get there because of a snowstorm, then it's obviously closed.
And what about the lights? They're timed to come on at 5?
I think they said 9 o'clock.
Is it 5 to 9?
I thought it was 9.
It probably is 9.
I think.
And that's a push button.
Those are automatic.
Is it automatic on all the time? I thought it was push button.
Yeah, wait, just cycled for so long.
Yeah, I think it cycles for an hour. Yeah. So the last time you can push that button is probably at 9 o'clock, and it cycles till 10.
Yeah.
I think.
That would be good if it could go to 10.
I'm not for sure on that.
Right before you.
I know city parks are supposed to be closed at 9 o'clock. So.
Yeah.
You
want to be playing hockey, and you're a goalie, and they're shooting, and the lights go on. Oh yeah, I caught it.
Any other comments? Okay. Next meeting will be February 19th up here at the Civic Center at 1:30. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Rob.